so that we can then press through with our overall aspiration. The copy of the document is presented at Appendix A. The scrutiny committee are aware of it. You have a D8 forward from me, outlining the fact that this keeps us in line with our vision of making the underlying inspiring place for us to work in the village. A lot of the areas within the plan address some of our core principles, and then you'll find in from E16 onwards that each area of the cabinet's work is highlighted and detailed by the respective cabinet members, so that people know exactly what we are doing and what we're aspiring to achieve. There are many achievements so far which may come out in the latter part of this meeting this evening. As a principal, I present the corporate plan and would look for a seconder to my proposal, which is a recommendation at E4. And that recommendation is to approve the corporate plan as set out in the study. I recommend that it be adopted by full council, subject to any amendments which are proposed by the panel. And look for a seconder.
Thank you. Any other wish to speak, please? Councillor Daisy Wilcox.
I was just going to ask on the regeneration of business of Councillor Waynewittle, if I can ask a question. It says here, continue to work with partners and on public estates, including the blue light of Parle Street. My concern is Councillor Frick?
No.
Oh, maybe somebody else can answer then. I understand when I questioned in scrutiny about the fire service being transferred, I asked about the sites, and you said that the sites would be part of the deal. So, if we're to have a blue light system in Parle Street, why did we give away the fire station, or why are we going to?
So thank you for the question. We probably need to separate the regeneration element from the fire service aspect. The properties that are currently under the wing of our fire service, which we are in partnership with Hampshire and delivering, some of those will transfer under the new arrangements. And I'll ask Councillor Abbott to just highlight those keywords in a moment. On the wider question of Parle Street and actually beyond, there have been quite a few issues relating to our engagement with Homes England, who don't quite see the world as we do in certain areas at the moment. We do, however, have a bigger strategy, which is coming under the title of One Public Service. We had a meeting on that today, and I'm pleased to report to Council that that is moving at pace now. We are engaging with our partners from health, from the voluntary sector, from the fire service, from the police service. You may be aware or may not, but we now have a new director of communications who is shared jointly with ourselves and health. And everything is gearing up to that overall goal of providing an improved service on the island, and probably a more cost-effective service by increasingly engaging in working together. Some examples I'll give. We now run the waste contract for the hospital. We have an emergency planning officer who is now engaged directly with the hospital. We are working with the hospital and other parts of the service now to look at the IT systems. And so that element that you talked about on the property side, which is the fire service, is part of that big picture. Did you want to just cover what's going on with the
Councillor?
Thank you, Chair. All I would say is that all of the Island Wide Fire and Rescue Services fire stations will form part of the business case going forward to the Combined Fire Authority. But we're absolutely clear that the Island Wide Fire and Rescue Service will remain the Island Wide Fire and Rescue Service in our community and keeping it safe. That doesn't stop the Isle of Wight Council working with all its blue light partners in the development of that site.
Thank you. Councillor, remind members of the banks, we're 3 minutes each, and the leader will sum up here with that.
Thank you, Chair. absolutely, the corporate can, the way it's presented is very clear. You can hold each cabinet model to account for what they put forward and they're going to be achieving. Also, the stats are very useful as well, so you can easily track and ask questions about various committees, scrutiny, and so on, and the public can ask questions too. So, yeah, particularly pleased to see a few things in there. Obviously, you can work with our adult social care and children's well-being, so important to us all. And as is the collaboration and partnership work. So as we see that, we really do put that in there about building on partnerships. And Council Board, we've talked about working with businesses and communities when delivering a new parking strategy, which I think is excellent. And also about our state of transport. As you know, people has to feel purple by people first. So initiative going forward, so it's great to see we've got some backing within the corporate plan for what we're doing locally. There's two things in the two stats do kind of concern me where we aren't doing anything. One is the education, so work for page 24 to 30, the portion of working age population qualified MPQ level 2 or higher. And baseline is 83% in 2015. Attaining the target is 88%, we're now on 74%, so our stats on that are looking great. I think for our future, we need to really work on that. If you take that in alongside our gross weekly wage, which baseline in 2015 was £492, we're looking in 3 years' time at £525, now it's £480, actually gone down in the last 3 years. So I think these are really concerning stats, as is the stats that we get from the Housing Needs Survey, that was on the Island Plan, where it shows our working age population going down and our non-working age population going up. So we are heading for a crisis if we really don't address these particular issues. So I'm really glad we've got a very clear plan, and I'm sure by achieving what's written down very clearly, we can turn this around for our own.
Councillor Burks, please.
Sorry, I had a meeting over a year ago with Iron Roads, three personnel in Iron Roads. We did a warm walkout, just about an hour and a half, and we picked up numerous halfways, walkways, etc. And that's not safe for people to walk on. And also with some of the roads, which now some of us avoid bending up because they're terribly dangerous for anyone on a bushwalk. And there are quite a few motorcycle accidents over there in the area. It's roads and pathways and various other things. I wonder if my environment and heritage council Hobart, if people come with me on a site, a walkabout, so we can pick up these points of the gear. And there's one set of broken steps, let's say it's three pathways, but impassable. If folks can't go over and come out and walk around there visually, he might be able to get quite a road to do something, which is what we're planning to do.
Thank you, Councillor. I'm sure Councillor will be able to do that.
I'm going to wait for me. Also, I think just the one special Steve, Councillor Hutchinson. Ben Haim, which I've been harping on about 4 years, he's still had no future plans for it, except that the rooms keep going around, they're going to be sold for a pound. There's nothing been done about Bishop's rights, what they can and can't do down there. What we keep hearing is there's a loss maker, we should make a profit if it could be managed properly, which is not. So can I have a meeting sometime with Councillor Hutchinson down there, maybe he can work out where it's all going on there. It's not just.
Thank you, Councillor Burks. This is about corporate plan. Councillor Bradley.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, in regard to corporate plan, and the corporate plan is, of course, absolutely essential for an opposition member. I mean, it's sort of long list of just a fortune to act, but I quite like the Julie's marked up two, I've marked up about third. Keep an eye on all the next year and a half. And I mean, it's well laid out, so I am pleased, but I'm not going to vote for it because the elements of what you want to do are fundamentally don't agree with. But all the lots of bits that do interest me, including some highlighted issues around education, there's some around social care, there's some things around housing. There are a few titles in it, to be honest, measures that they describe as averages, which are actually called numbers and stuff like that. I'm surprised how many people are proofreading. And can I just say one thing that, you know, I'm going back quite a long way here. The Alan Groves contract, which Council first referred to, you know, has now been in place for 6.5 years now. So we're not far from the end of the core investment programme. I remember when I, in my second spell as chair of school back 2013-14, asked the name for performance measures for councillors to be able to review how that contract was going. We never say that, I've never seen many of it, but it might be exist, but I'm sure that the leadership council see them. Scrutiny never seems to them as far as I'm aware. Because I have major concern about Lyman Groves, and I say that I've called them Lyman Groves now. Can you tell the difference in my accent there? Lyman Groves, G-U-B-S. Because I have absolutely no faith in Lyman Groves. And I have absolutely no faith in him that the core investment programme will be created in my town or in my ward. I've recently done an audit of the number of roads that have come to service in Newport East and in Rosmat. The Belcroft estate is a disgrace. And you actually have Mayfield Drive too, right at the start of it, and it needs doing again.
It's been done next week, yeah.
Is it? All right, fair enough, I didn't know that. But, you know, in a county town, the Lakeland Council is about in the centre of the universe, which is my centre of the universe, you know, the state of our world, this person, you know, well, I'll mention it. Do you really think that Iron Rogues are going to deliver on the core investment programme, i.e. by the end of March? Because I have been asking this on a pretty much a 6-monthly basis. I'm assured constantly, it's not more than 8 months to go now, and I don't believe it will happen. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Ward.
Thank you, Jim. Councillor Rowley, I meet with the head of Iron Roads regularly, and of course this is obviously one of the discussion points on how we're doing. I think most people know it, but just to reinforce the point, the core investment period is not about resurfacing every road on the island in the 7 years that's there. It is to make sure that the roads are at a good standard of quality at the end of that period. Now, you might be that particular bit of road might be at the end of its life after 8 years, so you've got a year left. We have recently rechecked actually the quality standards that the Department of Roads are using, and we've been able to verify, if that's the word I'm using, that they are using the right standards. Okay. If you give me your road details, I will check on them. Your point about statistics and performance figures, I will get you some.
Thank you. Thank you,
Chair. So I do have a number of referred to the PFI contract. First thing I'd like to note is that the next group, as it's called, scrutiny committee on, I believe it's the 7th of March, Chief Executive did give a commitment to bring a report on highway PFI contract and associated issues to our meeting, what is now corporate scrutiny, on October 2009, so that we plenty to get our teeth into our head then. One thing that, a statistic that we will be wanting to have, is just how many of the monitoring banks, as I understand they're called, have had to see remedial works, and on what time scale. I think in particular, my own ward of No Common Road, long, extensive, longitudinal cracks to the depth of about 30 centimetres in places. I see the same things around the county, of course. And you can see them because they look like these long ribbons of black that they've been filled in. So that suggests something that perhaps is missing from the corporate plan, which extends beyond the core period, is how the corporate plan builds in that measurement and monitoring of the contract thereafter to make sure that we don't return our roads to the awful condition that they very much used to be in pretty much what always was since I was growing up. So, once again, a reversal of an employee who has particular concerns about the way in which the PFI contract has been delivered. If they want something like corporate scrutiny, should be particularly picked up, then I'd be very pleased to hear from them as chair of that committee.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Bagley.
No, that's all right. So it's been aimed at the Arley roads all the time. I mean, I'm glad to hear the council approach again that one of these roads down the top. See if you still wait.
Councillor Steve.
Nigel. Yes. Thank
you. I understand about the PFI and the Island Roads contract, etc., but there's other things that we actually put out the contract. I just want to say this is well laid out, that's great, and very readable, my mind as well. But I'm concerned, because now I hear that the PFI contract might be reviewed at scrutiny, and within this chamber, it's not to you, leader, but it's to possibly the chair of scrutiny. Should we be doing more to, if you like, bring in line those contracts which are causing us concerns, such as those pushed out to the Salvation Army on homelessness and on support for people in need, and see if we're getting, one, the support out there, two, are we getting value for money? Because I noted earlier about the closure of day centres, etc., and once again we'll be putting out contracts, no doubt. We want to be assured that those contracts are monitored, we get value for money, the cost of those contracts don't actually go above the budget line that was mentioned earlier for last year's budget. We need to make sure that if there's going to be savings, there's going to be savings. We want to make sure that those savings have got to actually support people in need. And that's what I want to say, is that bring it back to corporate scrutiny or whatever. I don't often participate, which is a little bit of a shame, but make sure we scrutinise what we should be scrutinising and get to make sure we get value for money for this council and the residents of the Isle of Wight and the support that the residents of the Isle of Wight need. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Steele. Mr. Summer,
please. Well, thank you, Mayor, for all the comments. Councillor Eugene Devons and MBQs, as noted, they are in there, and obviously that's a good example of now we can monitor them, but I think you can have a fair point there, so thank you for that. What's not for me to say, but I have no doubt whatsoever that the ward walks, the question is already very clear, particularly Councillor Burks, I'm sure Councillor Hobart will be happy to do that, and probably let Councillor Moore Williams specifically. Councillor Hutchinson, I know, will be able to give you some details on the Mahaven. I was present at a meeting today with the Mayor of Venner when we discussed the future of Venner Haven and what the options were. What we're trying to do, in the same way as we have a ride, is make sure we're fully briefed on what the local community wants to do, as well as take a commercial approach to these assets. So I'm sure as I was meeting Councillor Hutchinson, we would probably want you to be involved in that kind of work, because we've got all sorts of things that way. Councillor Rogan, I thought I had him, I think I did now, I thought I said it, so I'm a rogue, so I thought that's probably what he did say. So unfortunately, it's all interesting, I'll keep that in my mind. You're right, there are important needs for forms, as I know you've been quite open, you don't support the principle of the Island Roads contract. I do.
I believe I was misled.
Okay, well, thank you for that clarity. What I can say, I absolutely support Council Lord in this. We have had a number of very significant meetings with very senior management on the road, because this is absolutely an important area for us. Not only about the savings that we've had to make, but I always remind people we've got to balance the books as well as the rest is just academic in any area. But also because we are keen to see high performance in the areas of quality that Council Ward wanted to cover, beyond we said, I can echo that we covered that very thoroughly. There are some other good things coming down the line on that. Councillor Stevens, related to homelessness and our leave the Salvation Army, I'm actually quite pleased that we managed to, say Nick, but that's the wrong word for me, acquire the services of the former Salvation Army in person. He now works for this council because his expertise has been outstanding. Obviously, in all areas, value for money is the priority. And I can only say that the more we move towards one public service on this island, and I would include in that the voluntary sector, and I would include in that the people we set up contracts with, the better service we'll provide with the limited money we've got. As I said to you at the start, Mr. Morris hasn't run me yet, confirmed and checked in the post, although he said he would support us. You can be in no doubt, I will be asking him if he would do what he said. Because at the end of the day, even we would accept that it is a challenge of saving an awful lot of money on this island. So on that basis, I hope members will be happy with the corporate planning principle and will be able to support the recommendation, which is that the approved corporate plan is set up and saved and recommend its adoption by the council subject to any amendments proposed by the
Thank you, Leader. It's been proposed, seconded by Councillor Hutchinson. To approve the report of the set out in Appendix A. Those in favour of the recommendation, raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22.
Those against?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Any abstentions?
Have you
given
enough time to ask questions?
1, 2, 3. 4. 5. Sorry, I missed
the question.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He changed their mind.
Someone changed. 45 people back then.
I've got 30 seconds. 2, 3, 4, 8 against and 6 abstentions. Yeah. We've got 2.